466. John, City of Oak Chapel, number 805.
The good hand of God has brought us again, a favour bestowed, we hope in vain, to hear from our Saviour the word of his grace. Then, the air behaviour of his grace. 466.
Call your attention to a subject you will find in the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, 20th verse. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Chapter 16, the book of Proverbs, and the 20th verse. I should like to feel that this word might be a word in season to some of you in the attitude of worship before God, for it seems to have been laid on my mind with some weight. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. As soon as a sinner is born again, whether he is in life's morning, afternoon, or even in time, it matters not. As soon as the sinner is born again, he is solemnly aware there are some matters that he has to handle. And he needs divine aid to behave aright. Matters arise in life's journey as you go on, desiring to live the life of the righteous, and wherein you need divine aid to live such a life. One lesson that is enforced and emphasized in our soul's feelings is this: myself I cannot save, myself I cannot keep, but strength in thee I fain would have, whose eyelids never sleep. According to where you are in life's journey, so will your matters be as you journey on. At the beginning, as you begin to follow the Lord, you will find the matter above all other matters is the salvation of your soul. How stands the case, my soul, with thee? For heaven are thy credentials clear. It is a great matter. It is an all-important matter. It is a matter of eternal moment. And it might be, in approaching the subject as grace is given, helpful to look at some matters that God's people have to handle, and by the grace of God are enabled to handle them wisely. Go back to what I said. Our soul, and for it to be fitted to appear before God, man is utterly helpless in things divine. It is a very humbling truth, but it is a truth that you have to realize more and more as you journey on. It is not in man that walketh to direct his own steps. The preparation of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. And now, when a sinner is born again, when the eyes of the blind are opened, when a solemn conviction is lodged in his breast of his undone state in the Adam fall, and when he realizes that he has to do with God, who will not look upon sin with any degree of allowance, and he is a sinner beyond words to describe. Oh, that is a matter that causes a poor sinner many searchings of heart, and he needs divine aid to handle it wisely. And now that divine aid is promised. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. And can you remember, when you were born again, how you began to handle the matter? When you looked within, And when you felt my soul, what will become of it? I'm a poor sinner with a never-dying soul, journeying through this life to an eternal destiny, either heaven or hell. And which of the two will it be? A very great matter to know which of the two, because at such a time, under conviction of sin, you feel more being bound for hell than you do as being a pilgrim to Canaan bound and fitted for heaven. And now that matter is to be handled, and handled wisely. And this is the way, and walk ye in it. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. The word of God says, it is a great declaration, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And remember, handling matters wisely means, behold, he prayeth. In everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the first request that you will ever send up before God, and send it up aright, will be something equivalent to this: God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Remember me, O Lord, with the favour that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation. And now that is handling matters wisely. When you emulate the woman in the gospel, falling down at Jesus' feet, she told him all the truth. And you find when Jesus Christ was on earth as Emmanuel, God with us, how poor sinners came to him, or else were brought to him, and were found at Jesus' feet. And they handled matters wisely as they approached unto him as the sinner's friend. And there came a leper beseeching him, kneeling down to him, and saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. The issue hung on the sovereignty of God. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. I will have mercy upon whom I will have mercy. And so the leper was indeed handling matters wisely when he said, Lord, if thou wilt, I leave the matter in thy hands. The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. And now then, if you are here before God aright, you are here in the attitude of worship, for every one of you in such a case who is born again, you have got some matters that you desire to handle wisely. And maybe you sang quite feelingly, Blessed Spirit of Christ, descend on us thus, thy servant assist, teach him to teach us. It is good that you should wait on God like that. Teach him to teach us. And you, receptive of divine teaching, oh, that is a good frame of mind to be in. If now I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way. We're all here before God to hear the things commanded thee of God. It is good to have a receptive mind for the things of God. You may feel as yet You know very little of the things of God, especially some of you dear young people, and yet you do wait on God. If so be, he will grant you the inestimable mercy to win Christ and be found in him. And maybe the hymn writer's petition suits you. May this my blessed experience be, to hunger, Lord, and thirst for thee, and on thy righteousness to live, which can both food and comfort give. And that is handling such a matter wisely. And the Lord will appear for you, and you shall see his goodness passing before you in the way you go, as you help to wait on him and wait for him. You shall find good for your soul. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. And then it might be you have this matter which you desire to handle wisely before God. You do hope you are a sinner born again, but you may have nothing in your soul's experience very definite or clear cut. It may be, as yet, you have entered into the things of God, here a little, there a little, line upon line, precept upon precept, and when you hear other people taught of God, speak about what they have tasted, handled and felt, oh, you wonder if you know anything at all by the Spirit of God making it known in your soul's experience, because it seems to be, oh, such a little that you do know. And now, to handle such a matter wisely, you will be like the psalmist when he said, lead me in thy truth and teach me. O, send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me, let them bring me to thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. You will be asking the way to Zion with your faces thitherward. Oh, you will be pleading, assure my conscience of her part in the Redeemer's blood, and bear the witness with my heart that I am born of God. You are welcome all day long to handle such a matter wisely at Jesus' feet as grace is given. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain on the earth. And remember this word, the vision is for an appointed time, and though it tarry, wait for it, for in the end it shall speak and not lie. It will surely come, it will not tarry. It is good that you should realize your need to be led into the truth yet more deeply, because every sinner born again in a right mind desires to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. And now there is a matter which you do not always handle wisely, I fear, and yet it will be well if you shall be more in earnest to do it. And that matter arises from what you are by nature. I do not know how you feel, but I find some scriptures in the Word of God quite terrifying to contemplate. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Every sinner born again is made to know it, here a little, there a little, but it is terrifying in the opening up of what you are by nature. The carnal mind is enmity against God, is not subject to the law of God, and neither indeed can be. When you think that what you are by nature can undo a 50 years profession of the name of Jesus inside 5 minutes, if temptation, opportunity, and inclination all meet together, as Luther writes about. Oh, you need to handle such a matter wisely. What you are by nature. Ever on thy captain calling, make thy worst condition known. He shall hold thee up when falling, or shall lift thee up when down. As it is opened up to you, you find what the Word of God declares is just a picture of you. From the sole of the foot, even to the head, there is no soundness in it but wounds and bruises, putrefying sores. And you say with Job, "Behold, I am vile." And you look within and wonder, can ever God dwell here? And Satan will assist you in reasoning about it, that there cannot be a grain of godliness within you, and you feel as you do. And yet it is a grain of godliness that has made you aware of what you are by nature. The heart once hard as steel that's made for sin to feel bears tokens of a ransomed soul. Remember that. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. Another matter you will find as you follow on to know the Lord, especially if you should be like Peter of old, and Peter followed afar off, is your ignorance of God. How little you know of Him and His truth. I could not tell you how in life's evening time what sorrowful reflections I have, and yet all my ministerial life I hope I have followed on to know the Lord, and I have sought to be a student of the things of God, and yet when it comes to a gracious experience of the things of God, how little does one know therein. And it is a very solemn consideration. It might be, if we felt we had got some knowledge, that we should find it would be, as the Apostle Paul says, knowledge puffeth up. But to realize every day our ignorance of God, and how little we know of Him and His truth, brings us down to a bedrock truth. That which I know not, and oh how much it is, teach thou me. Lead me in thy truth, and teach me. It is good to be a real disciple, and a disciple, as you all know, or at least you should do, a disciple means a learner. And the hymn writer says, I feel myself a learner yet, unskillful, weak, and apt to slide. And that knowledge is very humbling, and it is very healthy, and it should keep you on the stretch to handle such a matter wisely. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. Sometimes you have a matter to handle which is to do with what emanates from hell. When you are in heaviness through manifold temptations. And in this matter it may be very complicated and intricate, because it often happens that Satan's temptations fit in with what your carnal minds would fall in with, and your evil heart would receive. Therein you need to fight the good fight of faith, and seek to handle such a matter wisely. And what is it to do that? When temptations come upon you, overtake you, when you feel that in your heart you are ready almost to close in with something Satan may suggest, and he may come as an angel of light, not always as a roaring lion going about seeking whom he may devour. You might be on your guard if he came like that, but he comes very subtly. And the hymn writer says, seldom do we see the snare before we feel the smart. And when you feel the smart, you do need divine aid to handle such a matter wisely. And the hymn writer helps you there. Trust in him, ye tempted saints. Tell him all your sad complaints. Here present help will be. Give you strength and victory. And that is the good you gain. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. It might be you have had a promise lodged in your heart. It might have been lodged there a long while ago. And when it was lodged there, it came with, thus saith the Lord. It came with authority, power divine. And it inspired you with hope that God would make some matter plain for you and overrule it, bring it about in the future. And you have said many a time before God, remember the word on which thou hast caused thy servant to hope. But this promise is still in abeyance as to its fulfillment. And you need grace to handle such a matter wisely. You can find in the Word of God, I turn aside a moment to tell you this as it comes to my mind. I say you can find in the Word of God many an instance of not handling matters wisely. And I am thinking now regarding a promise and waiting for its fulfillment of Abraham of old, when he waited so long for Isaac. And you remember in waiting Ishmael came into his life. And Abraham actually said, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. So that at one time he was not handling that matter wisely. But later on his mind was made up as grace was given. And he believed in the Lord and it was counted to him for righteousness. And after 25 years waiting, the promise was fulfilled and Isaac was born. But meanwhile, through not handling the matter wisely regarding Ishmael, look at all the trouble we have in the Near East nowadays. Look at Nasser and what he seeks to do in that area with the Arab world. And they are Ishmael's descendants. It is far back to go to Abraham's days, but what is happening nowadays can be traced back to it. You do need divine aid. You need patience to wait on God and wait for God in handling matters wisely regarding any promise the Lord has made you. And beware of putting your hand to it. Think of Uzzah when he put his hand to the ark to steady it because the oxen stumbled. And he fell dead. Yes. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, this word tells us. And so it will be in regard to any promise. There is a word in Daniel which says this, I have been glad of it. The thing appointed was true, but the time was long. The thing was of God. It was indeed true. But ere it was fulfilled, the time was long. And you find a word too, which is helpful, in the epistle of James. And there you are told, be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it. Long patience, dear friends, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. The Lord will appear. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. And now sometimes there are matters that develop in our everyday lives. I began at the beginning regarding these matters to be handled wisely when a sinner is born again. But then a sinner born again, as he journeys on through life, finds his matters to be handled wisely continually increasing, because he may set up in home life under his own home roof, and that will be a matter to handle wisely, that ye be not unequally yoked together, but that you are joined together by God as husband and wife to set out along life's way hand in hand, as it were. Can two walk together except they be agreed? And now, God has dealt very graciously with us under Union Chapel roof, as I view it, regarding that matter. For I have had a sweet feeling often in seeing the dear young people being joined together to set out along life's way, that they were indeed joined together by God. And that was because before they came under Union Chapel roof to be joined together, they had handled matters wisely and sought the blessing of the Lord upon their union. Yes. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. But then you may have matters in your family circle, crooked things to be made straight, rough places to be made plain, mountains to be levelled. And you find in all this your utter inability to do good in regard to it. All you can do, as grace is given, is to wait on God, seek his divine aid. If so be, he will make his goodness to pass before you. Sometimes you have matters to do with the children God has given you, and you have to wait on God. If so be, he will undertake on your behalf regarding the children, especially regarding their eternal welfare. Oh, godly fathers and mothers have a great responsibility resting on them, and it will be very heavy when you think that your children are born for an eternal stay, either to go to heaven or hell. And if you contemplate what it means for any of your children to go to hell, you will know what a matter it is. And you will know that you need something from God to handle it. And it will be good if you find help to do it. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Oh, how you wait on God, that the children God has given you may be made manifest as his children, as well as yours. And that he would bless them for time and for eternity. He that handleth a matter wisely to find good. Then there is this matter to handle wisely, and that may be to do with our circumstances. Sometimes the future seems to you dark as you behold it, and you want to know wherein is the good and right way that you may go along it. If God should shut a door in providence, then you need to handle that matter wisely and wait on Him to see Him open another door wherein He will go with you and His blessing be upon you. Much might be said along that line of thought. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. You find in the Word of God many an instance through circumstances where the same man at one time handled a matter wisely and at another time did not do so. As an illustration of that truth, I will remind you of David of old, when he was before the gates of Achish, king of Gath, when he was in dire need, and he was being taken a prisoner, but he feigned himself to be mad. And it says his spittle ran down upon his beard, and he played the madman. You must never think for one moment, never let the thought rise in your heart, that the Spirit of God inspired him to behave like it. The Spirit of God never needs a subterfuge. But whatever is the extremity of need any one of the people of God may be in, the Lord can deal with that extremity and appear on behalf of that sinner and save him, even as it was with Abraham on Mount Moriah, with his hand lifted high, and a few seconds, and down will go the stroke, and Isaac would die. But his hand never went down, because the voice of God from heaven prevented. Abraham, Abraham, stay thy hand, lay not thine hand upon the lad. I know that thou fearest me in how thou hast behaved. And there you get an illustration of what it is to handle a matter wisely also. The word of God came to Abraham, take now thy son, thine only son. And you might wonder, you dear young people, how it was that God put Abraham to such a test. I view it like this, that Abraham, being an old man, that Isaac was his idol. And you can understand Abraham feeling like that. And Isaac was taking up too much of Abraham's affections and occupying too prominent a place in Abraham's life. And so the Lord, with a deep that couch beneath, says, Abraham, Abraham, take thy son, thine only son, whom thou lovest, and get thee to a mountain that I will show thee, and offer him there for a burnt offering. And Abraham heeded God, handled the matter wisely, did not argue, cavil, or kick against the pricks of it, but he went on his way, and he did as God bade him to do, until he came to that extremity, with Isaac bound on the altar, and Abraham's hand uplifted. And remember, as Abraham received Isaac back from God, as though it was life from the dead, Isaac never again was an idol in Abraham's breast, and never again took too predominant a place in Abraham's life, because he received him back from God, and God had his proper place ever afterwards in Abraham's life. And that was the good that Abraham found in handling that matter wisely. And now come back to David. Before the gates of Achish, king of Gath, he did not handle matters wisely. But years afterwards, when he was fleeing into the wilderness of Judea at the time of Absalom's rebellion, you remember that Shimei, a godless wretch, cursed the psalmist as he went along and threw stones at him and his bodyguard. And one of the psalmist's bodyguards said, "Shall I go and take that dead dog's head off?" And David did not answer according to what he might have felt by nature, but what he was by grace. And he says, "Let him alone. Let him curse. It may be God hath bidden him, and God will requite me good for his cursing this day." David humbled himself under the mighty hand of God in his dealings, and to be helped to do that is ever to handle a matter wisely, whatever the matter may be. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. And then, regarding our profession of the name of Jesus, how you need every day, all day, grace to handle that matter wisely, and never to forget, alas, that some of us do, that our name is on the church roll and has been there a long, long while. You find every day, especially nowadays, in the stress and strain of everyday life, there are matters which you need to handle wisely regarding your profession of the name of Jesus. While you cannot do anything on your own initiative to help you in your profession of Jesus' name as regards maintaining it in your own strength, you can do a thousand things to hinder you in your profession, arising from what you are by nature, and falling a prey to that which pleases your carnal mind, and oft times something which the Word of God warns you about or actually forbids you having anything whatever to do with. Do suffer the word of exhortation. I shall not be here much longer to preach to you, and I want to have a good conscience. And regarding our profession of Jesus' name, you do need grace. Oh, you need grace, more grace, and yet more grace, to handle the matter wisely. The Word of God says, "Let not your good be evil spoken of." And there might be some things that you may fall a prey to and indulge in that other folk looking on speak evil of your good and are surprised that you, having your name on a church roll, should do this and that, whereby others are stumbled. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. And to do that regarding our profession reminds us of this word: "Let us therefore search and try our ways, and turn again unto the Lord." And I have thought of it from this viewpoint, pondering this subject a little, If any of us should fill an office in the Church of Christ, it may be only a humble sphere, a lowly one, but whatever office it is, whether it be for the preacher in the pulpit, oh, you do need grace to handle matters wisely. It is a very solemn thing to go up into a pulpit and appear before God and preach His gospel, remembering that you have to give an account unto God thereof. And to remember the people to whom you preach, we watch for your souls as they that must give an account, that we may do it with joy and not with grief. What did Paul say to Timothy when he went on his way, as I judge, to be pastor of the church at Ephesus? Take heed unto thyself. And that is the first thought in handling such a matter wisely. The people will watch you. Take heed unto thyself, Timothy. And they will be more ready to do what you do than to listen always to what you say. Therefore, take heed to thyself, especially in regard to what you do, lest others should imitate you in doing that wherein you are handling matters unwisely in doing what you do. So with a deacon in his office, he needs every now and again, and not much time in between, to turn over the pages to the epistles and see the picture given of what a deacon should be, if he is to handle matters wisely. It is a very searching picture. The Word of God says, even as what it is to be a bishop, a pastor. Oh, you cannot look at it long without bowing your head and saying, oh my God, I am ashamed. I blush to lift up my face unto thee. God be merciful to me, a sinner. You need divine aid to fill an office in the Church of Christ to the glory of Him whose church it is. And as I have hinted, with your name on a church roll, you need to handle the matter wisely and never forget it. You little realize, dear friends, how much you preach in your everyday lives, although you never go up in the pulpit and are never likely to do. I've often thought of those words when the Saviour sent out His disciples to do it. What did He say? As ye go, preach. He did not tell them to go here or there or yonder. But as ye go, going along, preach. And you do, and so do I. And you need grace to handle such matters wisely, that you may so live that men may take knowledge of us that we have been with Jesus. Much might be said under that heading. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. I might have told you in the Word of God there are those instances. Think of godly Joseph, and he had grace to handle matters wisely. In the midst of great provocation and in much heaviness through manifold temptations, yet the Lord was with Joseph. And what is good, I nearly said, what is better still? And in one viewpoint, even it is. Joseph was with the Lord in how he handled matters wisely. They that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Yes. Remember that. You might think in regard to this handling matters wisely. You say, I do try to ask the Lord to be with me and help me and go before me and make a way and make me manifest as being one of his people. But I have so many fears, and I have so many faintings, and I seem to make such little progress in living the life of the righteous. And now I will draw for you what you already know, a picture to keep in your mind as you handle matters wisely. Think of Elijah before Mount Carmel, when he said to his servant, go up and look toward the sea and come and tell me what you see. And the servant did as he was told and came back to Elijah and said, there is nothing. And Elijah said, go again. And the servant went 6 times and said, there is nothing. And Elijah said, go again. And the 7th time, he returned and said, I see a cloud as big as a man's hand arising out of the sea. And that was the token for good Elijah was looking for. And now to handle these matters wisely, what are you to do, poor sinner, young or old? If you say, according to your fears and faintings, as far as I judge, there is nothing, go again. And go again. And go again. See a poor sinner, dearest Lord, whose soul encouraged by thy word, at mercy's footstool would remain, and there would look and look again. And that is to handle such matters wisely. And here is a guarantee. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. And remember, that good is not for time only, but for eternity. Your chief aim in handling matters wisely is to get good for your soul. Let my soul live and it shall praise thee. Let thy judgments help me. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. And now, this good, I cannot say much about it, because it is lifelong from the time a sinner is born again, and it reaches through time into eternity. Good for time and eternity too. But how good it is when you can feel that God regards you. David says, I showed before him my trouble. And what did he say after that? Blessed be God, for he hath heard my prayer, and turned away his mercy from me. Oh, the good there is when you get answers to prayer. When you can make that lovely confession of faith that Christ is God, I can avouch, and for his people cares, since I have prayed to him as such, and he has heard my prayers. And how good it is when you can see the hand of God upon you for good, overruling this and overturning that, and guiding you by his counsel. Oh, it is a wonderful experience to be able to say with the psalmist, for this God is our God forever and ever, and he will be our guide even unto death. And you find trials make the promise sweet. Trials give new life to prayer. Trials bring us to Christ's feet, lay us low and keep us there. And what good that is to treasure up in your soul's experience. It will help you to say, as you go on, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. And most of all, how good it is when you can feel the presence of God. If thy presence go not with me, carry me not up hence. But when you find his presence hallowing your soul's feelings and shining as a light, he who is the light of the world, lighting up the way as you go along it, and you can be assured you are being led forth by the right way. Who can estimate the good that such an experience is? And yet you find it wrought in your soul as you are helped to handle life's matters wisely. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. And as you're helped to do it, and you realize the good, you are like Manoah and his wife. As you look on, the angel did wondrously, and Manoah and his wife looked on. And now all I've been trying to tell you in my attempt to preach on this subject this Sabbath morn is this: the remedy lies before thee. Pray. Handle matters wisely by doing what the Word of God says. Whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. For the wonders God has wrought, let us each our praises give, and by sweet experience taught, call upon him while we live. Lord, teach us to pray. Amen.
You see, the first 7 verses of hymn number 814.
Tune, Dominus Regit Me, number 622.
And brethren, why toil ye thus for toil, and reckon trash for failure? Call, gay deception, and solid ruins, not evasion, confession. 814 of 37 verses.
Yeah.
May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, the communion of the Holy Spirit, be upon us and all who love the truth everywhere. Amen and amen.